This weekend, about 30 people gathered at Fletcher Free Library in Burlington for Code Across BTV. It was one of 45 other Code Across events taking place around the world. The idea was to take data, hard numbers, that might not be all that interesting or accessible and make it easier to understand and use. Linda Setchell was one of the participants. Her group used the City of Burlington's data to create a digital map of all the early childhood education centers around the city.
You can go in and look at what centers exist in a particular ward of the city, and then compare that to the population of 0 to 5-year-olds.
Setchell says she imagines the map will be most useful to public officials and civic professionals who want to see where the gaps are in early childhood education. She said it also highlighted the need for cleaner, more reliable data from the city and the child care facilities themselves. And she says with additional information, the map could expand.
It could be designed to work across the state.
And that was just one of the projects. Other groups looked at the city's finances, resources for the homeless, and the Lake Champlain Basin. Bradley Holt is one of the organizers of Code Across BTV. He thinks open data is important for the public to use.
What I think it does is it allows people to have a more informed public dialogue because we actually have real data to work with and to turn into, you know, whether it's visualizations or infographics or even applications that could use that open data.
Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger has said he's interested in data and even stopped by to speak at the beginning of the event on Saturday. Holt says he thinks that shows a commitment to transparency.
By doing that, I think part of that goal is to restore some trust in government and being transparent and saying, we're putting it all out there and folks can go through it and hold them accountable for what they do.
While the event only ran until the end of the weekend, Holt says he imagines that some of the groups will continue to work on their projects. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.